miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You can get a hold of us, too. Email. The email address is...
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Phone number's got a 9 in there somewhere.
877-931-4TNT.
Twitter's at TNT Radio Empire. There's an official Facebook page. There's a bunch of fan sites out there. Enter at your own risk at the fan sites. Those guys can be pretty harsh. And ladies on the unofficial taste fan site. With some horrible visuals sometimes.
TikTok. We're on the TikTok.
We're on TikTok
now.
Craig. We're going to do a dance during the break. You got to get in there with me. A routine we practiced yesterday.
Bust a move.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to add some dance.
That was
in there.
Practice.
It's, oh,
but,
yeah.
But this time, leave your pants on.
Thank you. That's and shirt. And shirt.
Today, we do it for real.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, LD puts up little shorts of our cartoons. They're pretty cool.
I left it all out on the dance floor yesterday.
No, you did. But we should have the phone gone for the video.
Right.
Man. TikTok. That's Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The letter N.
TikTok. We're cool with the kids now. I told my son, I said, hey, tell all your followers to follow us. That was an exact conversation.
And he went, no.
No, like he doesn't.
Oh!
I should just throw it out there, man.
I see today's National Cheese Curd Day.
And you had some yesterday. Today be the day to have them.
Well, yesterday was the day. Every day is the day for a good...
2 days ago, we had cheese curds in there, right? Yeah.
Every day is a good day for a cheese curd.
And today is the day that... Remember you talked about Culver's doing that burger with the giant cheese curd patty on top?
Yeah.
Today's the day.
Oh,
and there's one within walking distance of my house. Well,
you got to try that, puss, today.
I might.
It's a weekend.
Is a curd made of a particular kind of cheese, or can it be any cheese?
Curd cheese.
I've seen them in white and yellow.
It's
Have you seen it in yellow, too?
Mm-hmm. It's generally cheddar, as I understand.
I thought it was cheddar also, but that's fine.
And it's a white or a yellow.
And it's breaded, right?
No. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Generally,
they're breaded, right?
You can see them in their raw form, but most places, if you get them at a restaurant, they're breaded.
Of course they're breaded.
At the store, you can get them in their raw form.
Sure.
Then you bread them and fry them at home.
If you
want,
or you can just have a bite of cheese.
Aren't they just a cheese ball then?
Yes,
pretty much.
I like cheese balls.
Exactly.
But I always thought curd just meant they were fried, but I guess
that's part of the cheese making process. Okay. It curds, and then they stuff it all together and put it in a wheel.
I like some cheese. Colleen, bring some cheese up. She's coming up later on with Josh Wolf.
Yeah. Bet she's listening now.
No, she's not. I told her how I get here because I know she's going to be driving in the same way yesterday. I said, it's straight up. Doesn't take me any time. She goes, I'm coming in rush hour. I said, okay. Leave some time. When I come to work, nobody's on the road. A few people on the road.
Yeah. Eastbound on the 22.
Yep. Yeah, 22 to Allentown. Take a left.
And you'll find us.
That's where we're at.
Perfect.
And then drive up for 15 minutes.
And if you're anywhere near Allentown, you're not going to find us, which is great.
But let's not get bogged down in details.
Let's not get bogged down
in
details.
And the phone number has a niner in it.
Give that
a jingle.
Yeah, 1200, something like that.
He's a detail man.
Yeah. That's right. Todd knows the phone numbers. He's a phone number guy, always has been.
It's one number.
Yeah, there's only the one niner.
I still know the old number. 962-1200.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that.
I've been saying, that hasn't been our number, 15 years?
17.
Because it used to roll off my tongue all the time.
17?
Yeah.
And I also used to know the old funny bone number, too.
That was three studios ago we lost that number.
Yeah.
I remember that number.
It's like my childhood number. I remember because I said that number all the time when I'm not going to repeat it again.
Our old number, the funny bone, and the new number all have niners in them.
Yeah, good. You figure it out.
I used to know the funny bone number, and now I can't even come up with it.
I used to roll off my tongue every weekend.
4-9-3-8-0-3-6.
Every day.
3-6.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Don't do it again.
Don't say it again.
But Josh Wolf said it this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
There you go.
Imagine you talked about the Buccaneers winning their game last night.
A little bit, yeah. We talked about how we all hate Brady, and I don't really like the Eagles, so I didn't really watch much of the game. But
he did throw an interception, but not enough of them.
Not enough of them, exactly.
You know, they won. So what, he threw an interception?
Yeah, they won, right. All quarterbacks throw interceptions.
Yeah. Although, less so Brady.
True. Was it tipped? sometimes if it was it actually a bad pass.
I don't even know.
You know, because they count right. They all count as interception, but it always makes me mad.
Oh no, I saw it. It was in the first half. It was
Lyman tipped it.
It was one of those where the guy dove and just barely got his hands underneath before it hit the ground and rolled with it, and it was a clean pick.
Okay,
he got his hands underneath it, but just barely.
But with the stats they keep, you think they could maintain that too? Whether or not the interception was actually on the quarterback.
It's funny because
if it's a tip ball, drop ball, sometimes it's not on the quarterback.
But you know who cares? Who knows that? Is their coaches? The coaches know where the passes were going to be. But
what's important is that the team owner and the agents know.
Yes, right. They'll throw that out there. And fans that don't. We all pay attention to our own team more than anything. And if you watch your own quarterback and say he threw two interceptions and one guy took a left instead of a right, and you can see that, you see the misdirection, or one guy just hit him in the chest, it bounced off and somebody caught it. We know those two interceptions during that game weren't on the quarterback. But the next day, strangers go to you, hey, Ben threw three interceptions. Yeah, well, two were not his fault.
Two didn't count.
They didn't count.
A lot of times,
That stat always bothers me.
They heave up a Hail Mary at the end of the half.
That shouldn't count.
And gets picked off.
And I'll speak from my point of view on this. Sometimes those points that you lose in fantasy for an interception can swing your matchup.
Oh, there you go.
Because most leagues, it's two points off for an interception for a quarterback.
Okay.
One or two points off.
So they need to take that into account.
Yeah, throw that one on the receiver. Sorry, hit you in the hands.
They're messing with the fantasy team.
Yeah. Or some tip at the line, you know.
Yeah. A Hail Mary interception shouldn't count.
No, that's a punt.
Yeah,
that's pretty much.
Like earlier this year when Rodgers got hit in the nuts twice on the same throw and it got picked off. I don't think you should count that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he got hit in the nuts twice on that throw.
Protect those nuts.
Give him a pass on that
one. See you next year, Roger.
Oh, God. Not looking forward to that.
By the way, he mentioned yesterday the team he will not play for.
Right.
Yeah.
The Bears.
The Bears.
And mainly because of Packer fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hate. That's the team they hate. Now, he's not going to go to the Vikings. They're not going to trim the Vikings either. But if he was a free agent in 2 years, he could go to the Vikings. But he said he would never do it to Packer fans, the Bears, right?
Yeah.
Right. Why would he do it to the Vikings? You guys hate the Vikings more than the Bears, don't you?
No.
Todd.
Well, that's just because they've been more competitive of recent.
No, the Bears and Packers are the longest running rivalry.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
End of story.
Oh, I know they hate each other. Yeah. But you guys personally hate the Vikings more.
Well, Todd more.
And again,
he hates you more, too.
Exactly.
The Bears have kind of been a doormat for most of the last 15, 20 years.
But Chicago and Milwaukee are rival cities.
Well, that's absolutely. Why you got to hate the Vikings the most, because the Bears haven't done much and the Lions certainly haven't done much in that division. It's pretty much just the Packers and the Vikings from time to time.
That's
show up in that
Rogers
division.
Left open the door to the Vikings, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
31 teams left it open the door to.
And you know how the Vikings like leftovers. Bring us your leftover quarterback.
I'll just make sure.
Stick with that plan. It's been working so far.
Fortunately, now they've got the one. That they can keep for 10 years.
Unvaccinated douchebag.
Unless he dies, of course.
From COVID.
I think Craig's right. He's the perfect quarterback. He wins just enough to keep the job, but not to do anything big.
That's like the coach down the street.
There's just a lot of enough. People keeping jobs like that.
Working just enough.
And moral victories, by the way.
Just enough to keep the job, but not any big wins.
Moral victories keep your job, too. I forgot about that. Not actual victories.
Well, it keeps the spirits up.
That's it.
Keeps the spirits of the fans up.
We basically won.
You know, moral victories only go
to
teams.
7-0.
Moral victories only go to teams with really losing records.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my Hogs have gotten to a place to where they're expected to win some games. They're expected to lose some games. Right. There are no moral victories ever.
No.
Because they might actually pull a game out.
Right.
They might. They're probably not, but they might.
Moral victories are for teams that suck.
Right.
Oh, they made a good showing. That's a moral. No, that means you suck.
It means you suck.
It means you lost.
3-4, 3-4. That's all that means right now.
And in the baseball game, I had that on as well, and that was probably pretty good.
Yeah, Todd said that
I see the end.
Call.
No, oh, mercy,
we just,
no.
We just talked about this.
I didn't either, but I watched the video when I got in here this morning. And by the way, I got in here at my usual time this morning. I blame Puss for being a little late yesterday.
I wasn't late
for the air.
You mean Big Puss?
Yeah.
Big Puss. You got some.
Big Puss.
Because, that's disappointing.
I turned the alarm off on my phone. The sounder go.
So why'd you blame Puss on that?
Because my alarm.
Because he doesn't know how to turn it back on.
My alarm
apparently
didn't go off. I forgot to turn it back on.
Okay.
So I slept through. Well, I didn't sleep through my alarm because it never sounded.
Then why you still blame Puss?
Because he told me to turn my phone off because it rang once while we were on the air.
Because we're in the studio and be a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually I would put it somewhere else, but you know, we got to get to Mr. Skin. We got to get to alcohol websites. We got to get to porn. That filter thing hasn't been fixed yet because apparently that's part of the infrastructure plan. And they're battling it
Mansions
out.
Against it.
Right. They're battling it out in Congress.
Right. Mansion and cinema are against our clock.
So get it done, Congress.
All right. So apparently it ended on a the guy rung up a check swing.
It was not.
And it wasn't a strike.
He didn't go around. I looked at
the video. Was out three?
Yeah. That was the end of the game.
Was somebody on base?
I don't know.
Either way, though, you still can't ring him up that way if it's not.
Yeah, one on.
Where was
one
he?
So,
you score position?
Right. The winning run was at the plate.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That thing refreshed and changed to a different shot there. I'm trying to see.
Yeah, home run wins the game. You're right, Todd. And home runs happen all the time.
If somebody was on, I'm not sure.
There, he said one on.
Yeah. One on.
That was a different screenshot I was looking at. There might not have been. I don't know.
Okay.
Wrong information. Get it
right
here.
Potentially. We don't know.
Potentially wrong information
right here
on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Potentially. Bill Clinton on the mend. He was in the hospital. He got put in the hospital.
I think he still is. I heard. I listened to live news on the way in.
Urological infection. Well, this is live news, too. He was admitted on Tuesday.
He said was in hospital. He apparently is in hospital still.
Well, in ICU.
Yeah.
He was admitted. He's doing better, in good spirits, apparently having to do with a UTI, urological infection.
Happens a lot in older
urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
And
the thing people ask you about when you order
a
vodka and cranberry, they always ask you if you're urinary tract. I used to drink this all the time, and I get that question all the time. What, a urinary tract infection? I said, no, your mom does. Yeah. That joke's so old, funny the first time.
No, it wasn't funny the first time.
No, you're right. It's never been funny.
It was dumb every time.
I liked vodka and cranberry. You got a urinary tract infection? No, your mom does.
Are you a big douche? Shut up and give me my drink.
No, I want one of those.
A lawyer representing
a urinary tract infection.
No.
I want a,
We weren't judging.
Pees when you burn.
Like what you like.
Yeah.
Or burns when you pee.
Whatever.
I don't pee when I burn.
Want to put yourself out.
Thank you.
There you go. That's what I do. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, that's peeing when you're burning.
Yeah, burning, right, yeah.
Sunscreen with zinc oxide.
There was no Complese Agreetly.
No. I saw the that's the new cartoon on TikTok.
Good.
You messing up Complese Agreetly. I love it. It's funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. In cartoon form, even funnier. Yeah.
Might have been the promotional announcement yesterday,
too.
Yeah,
apparently it was, yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, that gets him to
listen. I get my mic time that way, don't I?
People listen to that.
Yeah.
And if they're not familiar with the show, they say, oh, God, I want to listen to those guys. They screw up words.
Well, the one guy does. Okay.
The one guy. The only one that's funny when he does it.
Thank you, Craig.
That's the point of those little announcements, from what I understand, is to get people who are not familiar with the show to listen to that little clip and say, God, I want to listen to those guys. Yeah. Tomorrow and the day after.
Complese Agreetly.
And the day after
I'm going to say
that
all the time now. I Complese Agreetly. If you're in a meeting today, say that out loud, by the way.
If you practice
it a little
bit. The boss
looks at you. What do you think about that, Jim? I Complese Agreetly.
And then followed up every time with, no, I'm not having a stroke. It's fine.
So that Evans guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
But once you practice Complese Agreetly,
it comes off. It flows.
It does.
It flows.
It rolls right off the tongue.
Right.
It does.
It works. I know what you mean.
And isn't that the key of communication?
It is.
It's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be said here a lot now. I can tell.
I don't think it will.
No, I'll probably screw it up and say agrees completely.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with Mike. Yeah.
They don't screw that up. No, I don't know what that means.
Sunscreen with zinc oxide, common ingredient.
Yeah.
Loses much of its effectiveness and becomes toxic after a couple hours of exposure to the sun.
Oh, great.
They figured that out now? Zinc oxide's been in that stuff for years,
well,
right?
Yeah. When do you think they should figure it out?
When we started putting it in our body, I don't know, 40 years ago?
No.
50 years ago?
No. Right. That doesn't sound right.
When I ski, I use straight up zinc oxide. It's, you know, it just covers your nose.
Oh, yeah, the nose thing.
Yeah.
Because the only thing
you got a toxic nose.
That's really exposed when I'm skiing is the nose.
Right.
And you just put a little white cover. Right. That stuff doesn't rub into you. It stays white.
Okay.
Researchers at Oregon State University say that zinc oxide or titanium dioxide are effective at blocking UV rays. However, they change and turn toxic after 2 hours of exposure. They lose 80% of their effectiveness.
Yeah, it's like putting a mask on your face. And it comes in different colors, too.
I'm shocked there's no ski goggle maker that doesn't make theirs with just like a little nose shield.
You're right, they should.
I never thought about
you know?
That, yeah.
Just like sunglass material, just right over the bridge of your nose.
Yeah,
you're
still going to be, yeah.
As long as you're not there blocking the nostrils.
Yeah, yeah. The bottom of the nose would be open, but the top would be shielded from the sun.
After we get done making those bagel holes, you know.
Yep.
Let's start that, Todd and Tyler's.
Somebody emailed us yesterday and said there's a local shop that does that.
Just takes the punch out of the bagel. Ah, somebody beat us to it.
They put the holes on the side.
All right.
Otherwise known as balls of dough.
Yeah.
Give me four holes.
Scrap dough.
All I heard was holes on the side. I did not think of a sidecar.
No, you did not.
No.
I just did.
And yeah, we can't elaborate on that.
No, we can't. Look it up. Philadelphia sidecar.
Don't.
Look it up. Kids.
Don't. Don't. An asteroid bigger than the Great Pyramid of Giza is on course to pass by Earth today. So it's really not news.
If it's passing by, yeah, it's not. Yeah.
It seems to me.
How far? Like it's only about 600 feet, though, right? So just
3.5 million miles.
All right. Oh, that's pretty far.
They say something that big would cause local damage to the impact area if it were to hit Earth.
Only local?
Yeah. It's just as big as a pyramid.
Right.
Or one of the pyramids, the Great Pyramid of Giza.
I thought they were big enough to destroy the Earth.
Believe it or not, that came up in conversation with my Mexican son last night. The Pyramid of Giza.
Down there, they're just calling the sun.
Because he had gone to visit a Mayan
and
pyramid.
He's a white guy.
Which apparently is four times the size of the Pyramid of Giza.
Oh, right. Really?
Which is huge.
Yes.
I mean, this particular one, the Mayan one, is huge.
So it's a good thing the asteroid wasn't that size.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'd be in trouble.
A planet killer has to be, they said, about 60 miles wide.
Okay.
To take out everything.
The dinosaurs and stuff. And Jesus.
Yeah, this asteroid will be more than 3.5 million miles from Earth, I think.
We're
safe. We'll be fine. Todd, a fisherman out of Kansas.
Isn't everything flying by the Earth about 3.5 million miles away?
Well, give or take.
I know, it just sounds like it. A fisherman in Kansas.
Fisherman in Kansas.
Have you seen the video of the guy stalking a local pond?
Yeah.
Not this local, it's somewhere. He's in the back of his pickup truck, and there's a bunch of fish in this huge pickup truck, and he's just got this little thing he's going to open up where the water flies out, but the whole back end flies, and he just gets wiped off the pickup truck into the pond with 1,000 fish flying on him.
Oh, he's stalking
That's
a
hilarious.
Pond.
He's stalking a pond.
It.
It's hilarious.
Just eats
if you find it, put it out there. I thought of you, Todd, because it's funny as hell.
Would that be the stuff of nightmares for the rest of your miserable life?
Well, here's the deal, too. The guy standing next to the pickup truck does not laugh, and I don't know how he's not laughing. Because the guy opens a little hole. You think it looks like the water's going to flow out this big hole that he's on the side of. And because he's up on the pickup truck, and all the fish are going to fly out. I've never seen anybody stalk a pond before. Now I know what it looks like. But the thing breaks open, and he just gets wiped out into the pond, and fish are flying on top of him.
Normally.
But the guy standing next to him in the pickup truck, seeing it happen, it just... Straight face, going, okay, all right, you okay?
So did he have a bed full of fish?
Bed full.
It's in like a giant fish cooler.
Yes.
Oh. And he goes to open the container.
And the cooler explodes.
And it just comes rushing out and just takes him out.
That sounds like somebody's stalking a private pond.
It is. You can tell it's private. But he still goes flying out into the pond. He's okay, but it's hilarious.
But this kind of experience with one particular animal, this is how superheroes are born. This is Batman.
That's right.
You know, he may be end up being Fishman.
Post it. Post it.
Because if it's a state game and fish department, usually it comes in big tankers.
Yeah.
And they have a tube that they put in the water and the fish go through
the
tube.
Oh, my God. Who the hell
into the water.
Cares?
Just watch this video. This is the funny part.
Yeah, I just retweeted it.
It's hilarious.
It's from an account called Hold My Beer.
It's hilarious.
And the other guy doesn't care.
No.
No, he's making. I looked at it twice, two or three times because it's funny, but the guy beside it is not even smile or laugh.
He's not concerned for the guy's health.
He's really more concerned about the fish.
Well, you can see the guy. Yeah. If you look over, you can see the guy in the water kind of standing up at that point after he gets up out of the. But he's still hanging in the water, and fish are still flying
He's
still getting pelted with fish.
That would be my concern. If any of the fish were damaged.
Yeah.
That's why he's looking all serious.
Yeah.
Just the idea of getting pelted with fish.
Well, you wait till you see the video. And put it on Twitter and Facebook.
He got bitch slapped by a few bass hitting him in the face.
That's Todd's dream.
I'm bitch slapping the bass last night.
Yeah. No, he got bitch slapped by the bass.
Yeah, he did. That's
the bitch slapping bass.
Todd would go hit me.
Oh, man. Well, a fisherman in Kansas on the Neosho River.
Oh, yeah. I saw this yesterday, headline at least.
Danny Butch Smith.
Where's the Neosho River in Kansas? Help me out here. Is it near Wichita, near McPherson or Hutch?
I forgot to look.
Near Lawrence? You know, I know the eastern part.
I forgot to look.
I don't know much about looking
into what an alligator gar is.
I don't know much about the western part of Kansas.
I've encountered those things. They're big and scary looking.
Yeah, well, if the word alligator's in it.
Yeah, they look like an alligator.
Man, how tall? How wide?
40 pounds.
And how long is it? Jesus.
4'6" alligator gar. Danny Butch Smith said he knew he caught something unusual.
Why do they call him Butch?
That's his middle name.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, his nickname. Yeah, right. They got the big fish in the boat, he tore the boat up, according to Butch. He said he was shocked by it. The fish was flopping and flipping and destroyed one of the oars.
Man.
Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks officials confirmed what happened. They are investigating how the fish, called a living fossil, this style of fish, is nearly 100 million years old.
Man. That's not possible, Craig. It's got to be 6,000. Yeah.
You're right.
All right.
You remember my little
suck it, Jesus.
No, my bass baby boat.
Yes.
Yes.
Which isn't very big.
Mm-hmm.
Your
door. I'm on the bass baby boat on a
you got an alligator gar.
A sand pit. No, an alligator gar rolled up right next to me. And what the hell? I thought at first.
Does it have ribbed? Is that why it looks like an alligator? Is it
no,
ribbed?
It's got
alligator face.
Conical nose.
Okay.
Alligator gars have snouts that resemble American alligators, razor-sharp teeth, and can grow beyond 10 feet long and weigh up to 350 pounds.
Holy, that's not...
This gar that I saw was as long as the bass baby.
So millions of years ago, an alligator banged a gar?
I don't know.
All right.
Yes.
Or vice versa?
Yes.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's how you get them, man.
We'll go with that.
That's how you get a shih tzu bichon.
I like Dr. Tyler's theory.
I do, too.
DNA had to cross somewhere. Usually it involves sperm.
Either that or they named the fish because it kind of looked like an alligator.
Yeah, could have been that.
Or that, you know, it's 100 million years.
Yeah.
There may have been some evolution in other areas.
No, I don't believe in evolution.
Oh, okay. So that didn't happen.
Just Jesus and the stars.
That's good.
No evolution.
So Butch.
Old Butch.
Got his 4'6" alligator gar weighing nearly 40 pounds in the boat. And, he said it scared the other fish that he already had in there. He said the other fish wanted to get out almost as badly as he did.
Did he bitch slap the alligator gar?
No word on that. Yeah. No, he didn't. He sliced off its head.
Yeah. Oh, he did? Way to go, Butch.
Well, that seems like a bit overkill.
Butch, you listening? You figured out where that's at?
Southeastern Kansas.
Yeah, I was going to say
Oswego.
Right.
Oh, okay. See, I was looking at it was down in Oklahoma.
Right. It goes into Oklahoma.
All right.
But it goes through Kansas. Butch is a short period of time.
Butch is a man. All right. Jesus. God. Sorry, these computers are stupid.
Fat fingers.
Yeah, I need old-fashioned knobs.
One for you.
Did you put up the fish?
Yeah, it's on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah,
check it out.
It's funny. All right, come on back. David Duchovny, Josh Wolf in the studio. A little later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.